Celsius.
Thank you, Simon. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday, the 11th of November. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight, low Faroes 991 losing its identity by midnight tonight. Atlantic low expected 250 miles west of Seoul 981 by same time. New low expected Malin 987. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Southerly or southeasterly, becoming cyclonic later in Viking 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Southwesterly 5 to 7, but cyclonic at first in Forties, occasionally gale 8 later, except in Cromarty. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. South or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, White. Southwest, backing south, 5 to 7. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. South, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time. Occasionally severe gale 9 later in Plymouth and Biscay. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Seoul. Southerly, 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9, backing southeasterly 4 to 6 later, except in southwest Fitzroy. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. South or southwest, backing southeast later in Fastnet 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 for a time. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8. Becoming southeasterly 3 or 4 later in Shannon. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides. Cyclonic 4 or 5, increasing 4 to 6, becoming northeast 6 to gale 8 later in Hebrides. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, northeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in north. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, but southwesterly 4 or 5 until later in Fair Isle. Rain or showers, turning wintry later in southeast Iceland. Good, occasionally poor. Now for the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southwest by west 2, rain 30 miles, 997 falling slowly. Lerwick, south, southeast, 3, 6 miles, 996 falling slowly. Lucas, west, southwest, 3, 24 miles, 998 now falling. Bridlington, southwest by west, 2, 1003 rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west, southwest, 4, 5 miles, 1008. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by south, 5, 5 miles, 1008. Jersey, south, 4, 7 miles, 1007, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south by east, 5, 5 miles, 1006. Scilly Automatic, south by west, 7, slight rain, 3 miles, 1000, falling more slowly. Valentia, south by west, 4, moderate showers, 1.5 miles, 987, falling. Ronald's Way, south, 4, 19 miles, 999, falling slowly. Malin Head, southeast, 2, 9 miles, 996, falling. Now for the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation: a large area of low pressure with centres to the north and west of the United Kingdom will push a series of fronts northeastwards. This will also bring strong winds at times for many coasts, with gales in the west and southwest today and in the far north on Wednesday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South or southwest 3 or 4, backing southeast 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7 later. Occasional rain, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest, backing south or southeast for a time 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest 3 to 5, backing south or southeast 3 or south or southeast 5 or 6, then veering southwest 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwesterly 4 or 5, backing southerly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later in north, veering southwest 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southwesterly, backing southerly 4 to 6. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southerly or southwesterly, backing southeasterly for a time 4 to 6. Occasional drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southerly or southwesterly, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain for a time later, good, occasionally poor later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. South or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time, occasionally severe gale 9, backing southeasterly 3 or 4 later. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. South or southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9, decreasing 4 or 5, then becoming variable 3 or 4 later. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time. Rain for a time, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South or southeast, veering southwest later, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time. Rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, south or southeast, 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8, veering south or southwest, 4 or 5 later. Rain, fair later, moderate or poor, becoming good later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southeasterly, becoming cyclonic, then becoming southwesterly later, 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6, then increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time in east. Rain for a time, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southeasterly, becoming cyclonic, then southwesterly later, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time in North Channel. Rain for a time, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South or southeast, becoming cyclonic later, 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6. Rain for a time, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Cyclonic, becoming easterly or northeasterly, 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6, then increasing 7 or gale 8 later in north. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Shetland Isles, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, veering southwesterly, becoming cyclonic 6 or gale 8 later, occasionally severe gale 9 later in northwest. Occasional rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4, and now prayer for the day on Armistice Day, presented by the Reverend Canon Michael Parker, Chaplain General of His Majesty's Land Forces.
Good morning. For over 25 years, I've been an Army chaplain. As those years have passed, Remembrance and Armistice Day have grown in meaning and significance to me. I've led commemorations all around the world, and this year at the Cenotaph in London's Whitehall. It's one of those rare occasions when the city falls silent, the hustle and bustle of everyday activity stops, and despite the crowds, I'm left alone with my thoughts. Like everyone who has served in the armed forces, Remembrance for me is deeply personal. A catalogue of places I have been, regiments I've served with, and people I have known. Memories, the good ones that you don't want to let go of, and those that won't let go of you. For me, it's the memory of an 18-year-old soldier whose life slipped away as I tried to bring him comfort. It's his silence that I join when I stand at the Cenotaph. As a person of faith, I can feel the presence of God in that silence. It brings comfort, meaning, hope that the world will one day be transformed and war will be no more. Silence is not the final act of the day. When wreaths have been laid and the marching complete, soldiers old and young come together to raise a glass, to tell their stories and remember with fondness those now gone. They welcome me into their gatherings, thrust a drink into my hand, tease me mercilessly. But before I move on, say a prayer for us, Padre. I will, my friends. God bless you for your service and for all that lies ahead. Amen.
Prayer for the Day on Armistice Day was presented by the Reverend Canon Michael Parker, Chaplain General of His Majesty's Land Forces. Now on Radio 4, Farming Today with Anna Hill.
Good morning. A cross-party group of MPs draws up an action plan for fishing to address the challenges facing the